Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here, 16 minutes past the hour on this February the 11th, 2022. Now, we are going to do some Family Feud here because it's a lot of fun. We always have a lot of fun with it, and we're going to do it drawing format style here. Now, right now, I'm not sure if we have a prize to give away or not. I guess we'll find out at the end of the drawing. If we don't have a prize to give away, then you will just be the Family Feud champion today, and we'll have a lot of fun just playing the game. Now, Valentine's Day is coming up on Monday. So these are Valentine's Day-themed Family Feud questions. So here we go. What is the most important thing to do when planning a Valentine's Day date? Four big answers on the board, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is the most important thing to do when planning a Valentine's Day date? Four answers, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Find out what the other person likes to do.
Find out what the other person likes to do. Not on the list. How about that?
Whatever.
I know. No finding out what the other person likes to do. What's the most important thing to do when planning a Valentine's Day date? Four answers on the board. Go ahead, caller.
Make a dinner reservation.
Dinner reservation, absolutely. Number two on the list. What's your name, ma'am?
Phyllis.
Oh, Phyllis. Do you listen often?
I do.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're out there, Phyllis. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right, Phyllis is in. What is the most important thing to do when planning a Valentine's Day date? Will a lot of people go out Monday night? Will they go out Sunday night? I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Have plenty of money in your pocket.
Boy, you got to have that money, that's for sure. Not on the list, but not a bad idea. No money on the list. Making reservations was number two, but there are three other things on the list this morning. What is the most important thing to do when planning a Valentine's Day date? Go ahead, caller.
Make sure your date's available for that date.
No availability on the list.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Date availability is not on the list. What is something you do when planning a Valentine's Day date? 740-383-9944. Let's see if this person knows. Go ahead, caller.
Make sure you get flowers.
Flowers, number one on the list. Who do we have on the line?
Charlene.
Oh, Charlene, how you doing?
Good.
Oh, good. Glad to hear that you're out there. Thank you, Charlene.
Thank you.
Charlene, back with us. Haven't heard from Charlene in a while. What's the most important thing to do when planning a Valentine's Day date? We've got get flowers and make reservations. Still two more on the list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Get candy.
Let's see here. No candy on the list.
No candy? That's the first thing I think of. Okay.
No candy on the list. Now, flowers was on the list, but no candy on the list today. You know, candy's tough. You have to know what kind of candy the person likes. But, of course, you have to know what kind of flowers the person likes as well. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, gee, let me see. To send a card.
No cards on the list. Cards do not make the list. 740-383-9944. I wonder if the kids in school still do the card exchanges on Valentine's Day. You know, they've taken so many things away. I don't know if that's still there or not. What is the most important thing to do when planning a Valentine's Day date? Now, we've got get flowers, make reservations. Still two more answers on the list. What might they be? Go ahead, caller.
Jewelry.
Jewelry. No jewelry on the list. No jewelry on the list. What is the most important thing to do when planning a Valentine's Day date? 740-383-9944. 21 minutes past the hour. Alrighty, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Make sure you have a date.
Well, you don't want to do that, sure. Not on the list, but you gotta have one. You definitely gotta have a date to go on a date. What's the most important thing to do when planning a Valentine's Day date? We've got get flowers, make reservations. What are the other two answers? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Take the date someplace she or they want to go. Him or her.
Yeah. Choose the place. Yes, that is very
like.
Yep. Gotcha, Judy.
Okay.
All right, Judy Summers is in the competition. You do have to choose the place to be sure. All right, go ahead, caller.
Babysitter.
No babysitter on the list. Maybe these people do not have children. What is the most important thing to do when planning a Valentine's Day date? We've got get flowers, make reservations, choose the place. One answer left. 740-383-9944. What is it? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, make sure you have some Lume soap deodorant.
Well, you know, that Lume, it is very important. No Lume deodorant on the list. No deodorant on the list. Boy, that Lume, that Lume stuff was... And apparently they sell it in the stores now. Apparently it made a stop here in Marion. Go ahead, caller.
Make sure that they don't have to work that day.
No availability check, but a good guess. We've kind of went around this one. People said buy chocolate. People said buy, well, have cash in your pocket. I think somebody said buy jewelry. It's not exactly that, but kind of covers the whole football field. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say... Candy, I'm just going to say, just give her, just give her a gift.
A gift, that's it. Just buy him a gift. You got it. Thanks, Judy.
Well, why wouldn't Candy be there? I can't understand that.
Well, it's weird. Flowers has its own category, but for some reason, it just says buy a gift.
Yeah, I don't think of flowers. Valentine's is candy. Okay,
thank you. All right, we've got the four answers there. What is the most important thing to do when planning a Valentine's Day date? Get flowers, make reservations, buy a gift, and choose the place. All right. Well, our next category will have four as well. Go ahead, caller.
Give her the kind of perfume that she likes.
Not perfume. Good guess, though. Perfume does not make the list. Okay, next category here, four answers on the list. Name a type of food that could most easily be turned into a heart shape for Valentine's Day. Now, isn't that an interesting question? Name a type of food that could most easily be turned into a heart shape for Valentine's Day. There are four of these. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
A cake.
A cake. Number one answer. Those heart-shaped cakes. Thank you. Yes, a cake. Absolutely. Name a type of food that you could turn into a heart shape. Three more to go here. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a cake.
A cake. Number one answer. You got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. A cake is the number one answer. We still have three other answers on the list. Name a type of food that could most easily be turned into a heart shape for Valentine's Day. Go ahead, caller.
Pizza.
Pizza. No pizza on the list. Pizza does not make the list. No heart-shaped pizzas for Valentine's Day. What are the other three answers on this particular list? Go ahead, caller.
A big cookie.
Cookies, yes. Cookies are number two on the list. They love those sweets. Thank you.
Yep.
Cookie was number two on the list. Remember when people used to call each other Cookie? That was kind of a loving nickname. Go ahead, caller.
Pancakes.
Pancakes are number four on the list. All right, we got you, Judy. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we've got both Judy S's in today, Judy Summers and Judy Smith, in our competition, as well as Charlene and Phyllis in. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Do you have a donut?
Not a donut. No donut on the list. We've got cake, cookies, and pancakes. Still one answer left on the list. What might it be? Okay, go ahead, caller.
How about a potato?
Not a potato, but that's a good guess. Not a heart-shaped potato. Name a type of food that could easily be turned into a heart shape for Valentine's Day. Go ahead, caller.
How about Jell-O?
Not Jell-O. Good guess, though. No Jell-O on the list today. A food that could easily be turned into a heart shape for Valentine's Day. Okay, go ahead, caller.
What about a steak?
Not a steak. No steak on the list today. We've got cake, cookies, and pancakes. A type of food that could be turned into a heart shape for Valentine's Day. Go ahead, caller.
Chocolate.
Not chocolate. Chocolate not on the list today. What food could we turn into a heart shape for Valentine's Day, which is just right around the corner this coming Monday? Go ahead, caller.
What about a cheeseburger?
Well, you're close. It's something that's on a cheeseburger.
How about grilled cheese?
Not cheese. Nope, not cheese. It is something, though, that you would find on a cheeseburger. Oddly enough. Name a type of food that could most easily be turned into a heart shape for Valentine's Day. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've got a cake, cookies, pancakes, and something you would find on a cheeseburger. What would that particular item be? Does anybody know? Go ahead, caller.
Hamburger.
Not hamburger, but a good guess. Not hamburger, but it is something that you would find on a cheeseburger. 740-383-9944. A type of food that could be turned into a heart shape for Valentine's Day. All right, go ahead, caller.
Lettuce.
But not lettuce. Lettuce, not the answer we're looking for. 740-383-9944. What is that item that you could turn into a heart shape for Valentine's Day? All right, I think we've got a call coming in here. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
Yes. How about the bun?
Yes. Well, yeah, the bun, the bread, we'll go with that. That works. Got it, Judy. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Judy Smith gets in again. Yes, bread, bun, that's what it would be. Name a type of food that could be most easily turned into a heart shape for Valentine's Day. We've got cake, cookies, bread, bun, and pancakes. All right, on to the next category here. Now, this category has six answers. Name your favorite filling in a Valentine's Day chocolate. How about that? Well, people love their Valentine's Day candy. This should be an easy one. Six answers. Name your favorite filling in a Valentine's Day chocolate. 740-383-9944. Six answers in this particular category. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Strawberry.
Strawberry is number three on the list. Got it. All right, Judy Smith in again. Strawberry was number three. Favorite type of filling in a Valentine's Day chocolate. Go ahead, caller.
How about cherry?
Cherry, number two on the list. Got it, Judy. Thank you. All right, all the Judys are in now. We've got Judy Cressup, Judy Smith, and Judy Summers, as well as Charlene and Phyllis in the competition. Go ahead, caller.
How about other chocolate?
Yes, chocolate cream is on the list, so we will put that one on the list. Thank you, Judy. Judy calls in again. Judy. 740-383-9944. Favorite filling in a Valentine's Day chocolate. Go ahead, caller.
Caramel.
Caramel, number one on the list. Thank you, Judy. Judy C. gets in again. Favorite filling in a Valentine's Day chocolate. Still two left to go. Okay, go ahead. Well, I guess our caller took a hike on that one. Give us a buzz back. 740-383-9944. Favorite filling in a Valentine's Day chocolate is what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
Nougat.
Nougat. No nougat on the list. Nougat does not make the list. Favorite filling in a Valentine's Day chocolate. Okay, go ahead, caller.
How about nasty coconut?
Not coconut, no. I love coconut, though. I would be okay with coconut in a Valentine's Day candy. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Nuts.
Nuts, yes, number five on the list. We've got it. Thank you, Charlene. Charlene gets in again. Nuts were on the list. Now, nuts I would not like in a Valentine's Day chocolate. Go ahead, caller.
I don't know. I'm going to say cherries.
Cherry was already got. Number two on the list.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Okay.
We already have the cherries. Favorite filling in a Valentine's Day chocolate. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Marshmallow cream for Sarah.
No marshmallow cream, no. Sarah likes marshmallow cream in her Valentine's Day chocolate as she's out there driving the bus around? Well, go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello?
How about like a vanilla filling?
Not vanilla, but a good guess. No vanilla filling. I guess people don't want the vanilla and the chocolate together on Valentine's Day. Favorite type of filling when it comes to a chocolate? Go ahead, caller.
Peanut butter?
Now, I did not think anybody would get that. How did you get that?
Oh, I don't know. I just thought of a Reese cup.
Now, what are you going to get your significant other for Valentine's Day?
Well, I was just discussing it with a guy I'm working with, and I just thought I would grill some steaks and maybe put a red rose in the table and a candle and stay home.
Now, are you going to cut that steak into a heart shape?
No. That's not a bad idea, though.
No, why not, you know? And get some Reese cups.
Reese cups, that's right.
There you go.
Did it make the list?
It did, yeah. Peanut butter was number 6 on the list. You got it.
All right, put Ryan in.
Hey, thank you, Ryan.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Who's going to win the Super Bowl? Bengals by 3.
Bengals by 3. Sounds good. Thanks, Ryan.
All right.
Yes, the Super Bowl is Sunday. We've got Valentine's Day on Monday and the big Super Bowl on Sunday. And the Super Bowl has a special significance for us today, or this period. Go ahead, caller.
How about caramel?
Caramel? Not on the list.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Well, caramel was number 1 on the list, but I think somebody already guessed it. Yeah. Okay, we've got the list done now. Name your favorite filling in a Valentine's Day chocolate. I always look at that caramel, caramel, you know. Caramel was number 1, cherry 2, strawberry 3, chocolate cream 4, nut 5, and peanut butter was 6. Okay, next category here. Let's see what this... are there only 2 answers? Well, there are only 2 answers for this category. These are very easy. Very easy 2 answers. Name something a man gives his wife on Valentine's Day. Something a man gives his wife on Valentine's Day. 740-383-9944. Something a man gives his wife on Valentine's Day. Only 2 answers here on the board. All right. What do you give? Go ahead, caller.
That candy.
You
don't give her candy.
Well, you gotta be a little more specific than candy. What kind of candy?
You mean like in that box, that heart?
Well, like what type of candy?
Chocolate.
Chocolate, that's right.
In that box, yeah.
Yeah, but see, Ryan is giving his significant other peanut butter cups.
Peanut butter cups. You know, when I had migraines, I was told it was sinus or not to eat chocolate, eat certain stuff.
Right.
Years I would make fudge, never eat it. Dude, it was not that at all.
It was not the chocolate?
No, I don't know about men, because I know Ben Ganahl has migraines every week. I had them once a month. You know, it's that monthly thing. 1 week before, I would have a migraine. I've never had a headache across the forehead. When you go through the challenge, they stop. So for about 30-some years, I've never had a headache, period, no matter whether I'm mad, not, whatever. And I've never had a headache. It was just in the one eye. And you'd be down sick all day. And they said, don't eat cheese, you know, and especially chocolate. So I wouldn't touch candy unless I ate that zero bar. No, it wasn't that.
No, wait a second. Once you go through the change, you don't have any type of headache anymore?
No, but there's a lot of different ones. Ben Ganahl, I know one neighbor had him really bad, too. He'd have, like, more, you know, some people, my friend smells bring it on. If she smells gasoline or Pine Sol or something really strong, see, that stuff never bothered me. And then when I had him, I couldn't take an aspirin because it wouldn't stay down, so I just had to be in bed all day sick, vomiting or whatever. And then I realized shots and different stuff, but you have to watch the medicine, because I'll tell you this right quick. One lady at the comic book store in Bucyrus, her daughter was a lawyer, I think, up around Akron, and she had a lot of people under. So they put her in the hospital and took her off her medicine. They gave her this new medicine. So when she had a headache, she laid down. She never got back up. She died. So you have to watch medicine, you know, what they give you. But no, every month I would one day. And then as I went through the change and stuff, I could take an aspirin and...
This guy died basically from a headache?
No, her daughter did.
Well, the daughter died from a headache.
Yeah, they put her... I don't know if she was on real strong medicine, and they put her in the hospital, got her off it, and then they gave her this new medicine. and whatever it was, when she took it, she laid down, and I felt so sorry because the lady had two kids in high school. She laid down, and I guess it was the medicine. She never woke back up. So when people put you on medicine and different stuff, when they put me on medicine, I always go, if it's a pill, I go the lowest dose, or I cut a little piece of stuff. I try it out, but no. And there's different kind of headaches, like smell. Some foods do bring it on. There's a bunch of different things.
Well, if
I forget.
If you can have headaches after the change, do men just have them all their life?
See, I don't know what brings on men. And like Jim Ganahl, I think that's why that doctor got in trouble down there. Jim Ganahl was taking probably some medicine, and that doctor didn't know it. And whether Jim Ganahl told him or not, he prescribed medicine for him. And that doctor was so nice, they took him off the show. And I don't know if he lost his license for a year or not. But Jim Ganahl has them really bad. I don't know if he still does. But sometimes they'll have two or three a week. I know the neighbor man, he would have several a week. But see, I didn't. There's different types. Like smells will bring it on. Some foods will bring it on. And I don't know. And maybe people's bodies are different. I don't know. But it's
well, if anybody's got any migraine cures out there, they can give us a buzz.
Yeah, I mean, stuff like that and things. But no, I think since about 90, they eased up, and I haven't even had a headache at all. I'll tell you one thing almost give me a headache. You know that mosquito spray that has that DEET in it?
Right.
I sprayed that, and I was getting a migraine coming on. And they I think they took it out, but I don't know if it's back in. And they put this on little small kids, and they don't need to do that because I could be around all kinds of smells. It doesn't bother me. But the minute I sprayed that deep, I could feel that migraine coming on. So that's the only smell that I know that ever did bother me. But, yeah, I'd like people to talk about that because my friend at Cable, she had them too, and it's almost like if you had a gun, you'd shoot yourself. I mean, they're bad. They are really bad.
If all else fails, wait till you have the change and you don't have to worry about it anymore.
See, the 90s, and like 30 years, I haven't had a headache, a migraine, you know, really or nothing, so nope.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad
I know. I've never had a headache across the forehead. I don't know what it's like. I've never had one.
Too bad poor Jim hasn't gone through the change yet.
Yeah?
No, I know. Maybe we'll...
Yeah, I don't know. I know Jim Ganahl, he's one of the guys. I didn't know men really had him until him. And then my neighbor, he's like 20 years younger than me. And then he'd go get shots for him and stuff. But see, I didn't know that stuff wasn't around. I don't know when I had them. I never heard of it, or I'd get a shot too. But good stuff. But I'm going to get off here so they can answer.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, you know what? That's an interesting thing. As we play along here, if you have a tip for getting rid of migraines, please call in. But if all else fails, just wait for the change. You cannot not call this an educational show. The things you learn on this show. Go ahead, caller.
What about roses?
Roses? Well, yeah, flowers in general was pretty much the answer. So we'll put it, do you ever have a migraine?
No. My daughter used to have them, and the doctor told her one time that the darker cheese you eat, the more chances you'll get a migraine.
The darker food you eat?
No, just the cheese.
Oh, just the cheese. So the cheese so people say chocolate, but it's really cheese you need to stay away from.
Well, that's what the doctor always told her.
But you can eat Swiss and mozzarella, just not, Colby or anything.
Just the white colored cheeses.
Well, that's interesting. I never heard about that. Well, hey, thank you.
Okay.
Hey, I like information like that. There are so many people who suffer from migraines. That's good. That's good, solid information out there from our listening audience. Okay, let's go back here. Go ahead, caller.
How about lingerie?
Not lingerie. It was flowers?
Well, I mean the next answer.
We've only got two.
Oh, shoot, I was keeping... Okay, I was giving more, okay?
No problem. Thank you. All right, let's move on to our next category here today. We have got... Well, my mic... Now there you go. The mic doing funny things again, even though I have it taped now. Well, let's hope that this all shakes out here. Okay. Name a business that might be very busy on Valentine's Day. A business that might be very busy on Valentine's Day. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A business that might be very busy on Valentine's Day. Okay, go ahead, caller.
A candy store.
Not a candy store. Good guess, though. No candy store here. A business that might be very busy on Valentine's Day. Let's see if this person's got it. Go ahead, caller.
Flower shop.
Flower shop. That is the one and only answer for this category. Thank you, Charlene.
Thank you.
All right, Charlene gets in again. It is a flower shop. Okay, one answer in this category. Name a place that might be busy on Valentine. Well, that's the same thing, I think. So we'll skip that. Go ahead, caller.
Restaurant.
No restaurant on the list. Now, here's a bigger category. This category has six answers. Okay. Name something associated with Valentine's Day. Coming up on Monday, by the way. Name something associated with Valentine's Day. Go ahead, caller. Hello? Are you there, caller? I think our caller left us. Name something associated with Valentine's Day. Six answers on the board here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something associated with Valentine's Day. Go ahead, caller.
Hearts.
Hearts, number three on the list. Thank you, Judy. Yes, hearts are associated with Valentine's Day for sure. Something associated with Valentine's Day. Go ahead, caller.
Flowers.
Flowers, number one on the list. Flowers, very popular today. We got Charlene in again. Something associated with Valentine's Day. All right, go ahead, caller.
Valentine cards.
Valentine cards, number two on the list. Thank you. Got Judy Smith in. We've got the Judys. 740-383-9944. Something associated with Valentine's Day. This is what we're looking for here. Go ahead, caller.
Candy.
Candy. Candy did not make this list.
I can't believe it. I'm running that thing in the hall. Okay.
No candy on this particular list. Something associated with Valentine's Day. Three more answers on the list. 740-383-9944. 48 and a half minutes past the hour here. Still three left to go. Go ahead, caller.
The color red.
Not the color red, but that's a good one. Not the color red. Something associated with Valentine's Day. Three answers left on the list here. What might they be? Go ahead, caller.
Hearts.
Hearts? Hearts, number three on the list. Hearts was number three on the list. Something associated with Valentine's Day. Go ahead, caller.
How about jewelry?
No jewelry on the list. Jewelry does not make the list. Something associated with Valentine's Day. Three answers still left. Go ahead, caller.
Cupid.
No Cupid on the list. Well, wait a second. Cupid is on number six on the list. Cupid.
Thanks.
I about left him off. Thank you, Charlene. Cupid is associated with Valentine's Day. So we've got Cupid. Two more answers left here. Something associated with Valentine's Day. Go ahead, caller.
I just got through. I was going to say Cupid.
Yeah. Cupid was there.
No, I can't think of anything right off.
Okay.
Okay.
something associated with Valentine's Day. 740-383-9944, something associated with Valentine's Day. We've got flower, cards, hearts, and Cupid. Okay, go ahead, caller. Are you there? Hello? Well, apparently that caller disappeared. If that was you, give us a buzz back. 740-383-9944. Something associated with Valentine's Day. 740-383-9944. Okay, let's see if maybe this is that person calling back in. Go ahead, caller.
How about hugs and kisses?
No hugs and kisses. No hugs and kisses on the list. Something associated with Valentine's Day. Two answers still on the list here. All right, let's see if this person knows the answer. Go ahead, caller.
How about dinner?
Dinner, yes. Dinner dates is on the list. We got it. Thank you, Judy. Judy comes in with dinner dates. One answer left on the list. Something associated with Valentine's Day. What is our final answer here? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, your soulmate.
No soulmate on the list, but a good guess. No soulmate on the list. Something associated with Valentine's Day. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about a proposal?
No proposal. No proposal on the list. Something associated with Valentine's Day. 740-383-9944. One answer left. Go ahead, caller.
Love.
Love. Well, love, kinda. It's in the title, love. What kind of love?
Romantic love.
Well, not romantic love, but you're close. You're close. Our caller is close. It's not just love. It's love is in the title, but it's not just love. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Affection?
Not affection. No, love is actually in the title of this. Something associated with Valentine's Day. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I love you.
Not I love you, but thank you. Oh, man. Okay, let's go. Go ahead, caller. Are you there? Caller? Apparently not. All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something associated with Valentine's Day. Love is in the title here. Okay, let's see if this is it. Go ahead, caller.
How about poetry?
Not poetry, but that's a good guess. Thank you. No poetry on the list. Something associated with Valentine's Day. 740-383-9944. Something associated with Valentine's Day. We've got flowers, cards, hearts, dinner, and Cupid. What is the final answer? Now, love is in the title. Go ahead, caller.
Love mate.
Love mate? Not love mate, but good guess. Not love mate, but love is in the title. 740-383-9944. What is the answer here? Go ahead, caller.
How about true love?
Not true love, but that's a good guess too. Boy, there are a lot of phrases with love in the title. Love is in the title. It's a thing, I guess you would say. Things associated with Valentine's Day. Love is in the title. We've got flowers, cards, hearts, dinner, Cupid, and love. Something. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I was going to say love forever, but it's not a saying.
No, it's not a saying. It's more of a thing.
I was just going to say love forever.
Yep,
forever
no,
love.
Not love forever. No, not love forever. It's not a saying. It's, you would call it a thing, I guess. It's not a saying. More than that, really, would kind of give it away. Go ahead, caller.
What about what? Baking love?
What's that? Baking love?
Yeah, baking love. Here we go. You're that thing where you act like you can't understand.
Well, sometimes, the reception, I think, is not that good.
Oh, okay. How about love making?
Well, I thought that's what you said. No, that's not on the list. People don't do that on Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Gives them a migraine. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Nope. That's not it. 740-383-9944. Love is in the title. It's a thing. Remember that. It's a thing. What do we got here? 4 minutes left. 740-383-9944. Love is in the title. Go ahead, caller.
How about love bug?
Not love bug. Nope. Not love bug. Well, let's see here. If you were... Okay, I'm going to try to give you a hint here because we're down to 3.5 minutes. Okay. If you're in a restaurant... Well, we'll take... Go ahead, caller.
I was going to call and say the saying was, I love you, but somehow I couldn't get myself to call you up and just say, I love you.
Well, many people call in and say they love me. It's a regular thing around here.
there's a lot of love around there.
A lot of love around this station. It's a good guess. I'm surprised we don't have this one yet. It's very common. You'll hear a lot of it this weekend. That's a big hint.
And probably when we get the answer, we'll go, why didn't I think of that?
You'll say, why wasn't that there? You got it. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Pastor Craig calling in, giving a hint. Hey, thank you. Hey, appreciate it. All right. Love is what we're looking for here. Love in the title. Go ahead, caller.
The only thing I can think of is music.
Okay, music, but what kind of music?
You mean like the band music or sympathy or, you know, something like that? Or?
Well, for Valentine's Day, what type of music do you think you would hear?
Romantic.
Romantic, love in the title. I'm going to give it to you, but it's just what's on the list here.
The only thing I can think is romantic.
Romantic?
Yeah,
okay.
Love.
Well, it's love songs. I mean, I'll give it to you for that. But that's what it... Love songs. Do you know what? What's a good love song? I can't... What is it? I'm trying to think off the top of my head. What is a good love song?
Gosh, I don't know.
That's right. I wonder what they mean by that. I mean, it's not like Christmas Carol. What's a good love song?
Probably something that Tony Bennett would sing or, you know, like... The big band stuff like Tony Bennett, Frank Sinatra, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, love songs like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll buy that.
I think back then, I think a lot of it was, you know, the love songs back then. So.
Yeah, I don't think there are any good love songs now.
No.
No. It's went by the wayside.
Yeah, you don't, well, there's nobody around like that. Did you see, now I'm going to say this right quick. I just caught it on my TV thing. Adele won that thing. Was it over in England? Did you see that little speech she made?
No, I did. Adele made a...
I'm not going to get it right because I just clicked it on. She said she loved being a woman and an artist, and because she said woman, if they're saying woman and man, I don't know why they did this wrong. They... Well, you'll have to see it. I'll have to get it again on my TV thing. But they knocked her off or whatever that award for saying woman.
Oh, she said woman?
A woman.
And they threw her off, huh?
Yeah, and she would have to, and because people aren't saying, they're saying man and woman and not saying they're punishing them. But yeah, it was a great big award show. I believe it was over there. I just caught an instant of it this morning. But I couldn't believe that because I think she's very popular.
Well, I tell you
and
what.
Yeah,
We're going to come back and do. We're going to come back and do some more of this at noon. So I'll try to check into that, and we'll maybe. I don't know. I haven't heard that.
Yeah, look it up, Adele. Something about awards, I think, over, I believe it was England.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
All right. That's the rundown today. Name something associated with Valentine's Day. Flowers, cards, hearts, dinner, love songs, and Cupid. We're going to do this again at noon. Come back with us. The Pastor Spot coming up in about 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Where are you from originally?
I'm right here in Ohio.
Where? No, I mean, you weren't born where you're working now, or were you?
Do you work for the Internal Revenue Service or something?
I refuse to answer on the grounds.
Yes, I was born right here, Charles. I never went anywhere.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And you like it?
Sure.
Yeah, I liked it too.